I heard recently about an experiment in which 12 bees were placed in a jar in a darkened room. A light was beamed onto the bottom of the glass, and then the top lid was removed. Instinctively, the bees flew toward the light, and they couldn't get out. All 12 of the bees died trying to buzz their way through the bottom of the jar. Next, the researchers took 12 common houseflies and repeated the experiment. Within seconds, the flies had found their way out of the top of the jar. Now, it's known that bees are more intelligent than flies, and their survival instincts are usually better defined. Yet it was those very instincts that doomed the bees. I wonder how often our own preconceived notions get in the way of common sense. My father, for example, hated automatic transmissions on automobiles because the cars on which he learned to drive were stick shifts. Now, I've fallen into similar patterns. Until recently, I wrote books with pencils writing on yellow pads. I did that for years, long after word processors were available. The 20th century was almost over before I decided to join it. Rigidity and the force of habit can cause you to do things that make no sense as well. What out-of-date and illogical ideas are you holding on to these days? Do some of them involve the way you raise your children? It's a question worth pondering.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.